Players get kicked off college football teams for getting arrested sometimes, and more often when they are convicted. And sometimes a student athlete doesn't turn out to be a student after all, despite the best efforts of tutors employed by the athletic department and professors sympathetic to the fellow's aspiration to that twofold designation. Separation from the institution, not to be confused with separation from the defensive secondary, sometimes results. But how does a student manager of a college football team get himself canned? One of the fellows serving in that capacity for the USC team found a way last weekend, figuring, allegedly all by himself, that football slightly less firm than regulations require would be easier for his team's quarterback to grip and throw, the manager deflated said footballs. Officials discovered the problem and had the balls reinflated before a major scandal could erupt, and the student manager, who was not named, was fired. According to USC, the miscreant maintained that he had performed the deflations, quote, without the knowledge of or instructions from any USC student athlete, coach, staff member, or administrator. Among the people exonerated by this statement, that sounds suspiciously as if it was composed by an attorney, is USC head coach Lane Kiffin. This must be a great relief to Coach Kiffin, whose peripatetic career has been previously besmirched by skirmishes great and small with the NCAA, felonious players, and various opposing coaches. The last thing Coach Kiffin needed was linkage to a charge of malicious deflating. I like this story because although nobody directly involved with it has acknowledged that it is silly, it is. College sports in general, and college football and basketball in particular, are often taken too seriously. More seriously, I suppose, than stories set in any major industry where the profits depend on management's failure to pay labor anything at all. Wait, you say, there have been no other industries openly operating along those lines since 1863? Anyway, on a college football landscape characterized by hypocrisy, corruption, and alumni who threaten to stop contributing to dear old whatever you unless the coach is canned, a story about a student manager who deflated some balls is downright refreshing. And anyone who elects to believe that he worked his mischief, that Deflategate transpired without the knowledge of or instruction from any USC student athlete, coach, staff member, or administrator, is certainly free to do so. Been down, little run down, been down, little deflated. Been down, little run down to go. Yeah. Been down, little run down, been down, little deflated. Been down, little run down to go. Little run down to go.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Trader Joe's, traveling the world to source a variety of foods and beverages like pizza from Italy and cheddar from Australia. Locations at TraderJoe's.com. This is NPR.
Young athletes often imitate the pros. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. It didn't for Jalen McClendon, who plays quarterback for West Mecklenburg in North Carolina. Having scored during a playoff game last Friday, McClendon imitated Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton's signature celebratory move. He pretended to rip open his shirt a la Superman. And that got him kicked out of the game for what high school officials considered poor sportsmanship. Cam Newton, for one, was surprised and said he felt bad for Jalen McClendon. I don't think my celebration is anything derogatory of any sort, he said. You still have to have fun playing the game.